Welcome to the Consulting Edge podcast. If you want to find out how to turn your knowledge and expertise into a consulting business, find your edge and become a seven-figure consultantpreneur in the digital age from startup to scale up, then this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Masood Hassan, and every week I'll take you through practical content that you can use to turn what you know into a lifetime of multiple income streams, work less and grow faster smartly. These are methods that I actually use to do my own consulting work and how I built up my own consulting business over the last 25 years. For each episode, I'll create a custom action guide so you know exactly what steps to take to help you get results really fast. My ambition is to change the future of 1 million people to break out on their own and create new business value. 1 million independent consultants, 1 million stories, 1 million futures. So be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform and join me now for this week's episode. Hi, and welcome to episode 11 and the final episode of the special 10-part series for season one of the Consulting Edge podcast. But first of all, how have you been? How's your week been? What have you been up to? It's been a super, super warm few weeks for us here in the UK. It's been blistering in terms of temperatures, and I think I'm going to have to invest in an air conditioning unit somewhere in the house because fans aren't working at all, because ultimately it's getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And anybody who's telling you right now there's no such thing as global warming, they're living in cloud cuckoo land. Anyway, in today's episode, we'll be speaking about the power of momentum and how you can ensure that you can keep going. Now, tomorrow starts today, so don't focus on goals, just start to focus in on momentum. Now, how many times have you started something and not finished it because something else has come up, or it was just too difficult, or you thought, well, I'll put it off until later, or when the time is right, I'll do it once I've managed to do A, B, C, or D, or when I've done X, Y, and Z. I just need to make sure that I've got this in place before I can do that. If you're like me, then the answer is lots of times. Now, momentum is not just about getting stuff done, and it's not about setting goals and achieving them. It's about how do you keep motivating yourself to carry on through really tough times. Goals in themselves are insufficient for enabling change. What is more important is momentum. It's great if you can reach a goal of 50 push-ups a day by the end of the week, but it's not so great if meeting that goal means that you pull a muscle and you don't do any push-ups the week after. Whilst you're out of the gym with a pulled muscle, your mate down the road might overtake you. It's the classical story of the tortoise and the hare. Your mate has the momentum. All you did was reach the goal. In starting my own consulting business, there were times when I didn't have work, where clients would just stop projects in the middle of the project and change their minds. I even had problems trying to keep up with all the various demands that were going on around me. Being on your own can be lonely, and you need to know how to handle this in a way that keeps you sane, but also allows you to move forward in a positive way. Now, momentum will be your best friend. It will carry you forward. It'll be your superpower. Look, things will get in the way, so you need to be able to know how to carry on. The one thing that I can offer is a lending hand. Feel free to call me, contact me on email or LinkedIn, and I'll be happy to speak to you. There's no charge, there's no fee, and nothing to stop you from connecting with me. I'm here for you. No matter where you are right now on your journey, you get to choose what happens next. It's never too early or too late, so take charge of your career, your life, your business today before it takes charge of you. What I'm about to share with you will help you create unstoppable momentum in your business and understand why momentum is power. You might be asking, well, why do you need it? Well, because I don't want you to stop now. It's what I did. I started, I stopped, I started, and I stopped. It's not the same for you. So here are 10 things that you can do to keep your momentum going. Number one, stop taking advice from people who have accomplished less than you. Ideally, you should take advice from no more than 3 people. The truth is that most people are wasting far too much time consuming content and advice. You don't need a lot, you just need what you need. So find 2 or 3 people further down the road than you are who will be able to inspire you and become better every single day. Any more than this becomes a distraction. Number two, find a mentor who's 2 steps ahead of you. Everyone needs a mentor. I have one. In fact, I have 3, including some of my peers. It doesn't matter how big you get, you will always need a mentor to keep you on the right path. Just as I said in my previous point, less is more. You only need one mentor, so long as that person is at least 2-3 steps ahead of you. This can be anyone who can provide you with guidance and structure and hold you accountable, and that you can be accountable to. Number 3, forget about normal. Forget about what everybody else has done to become successful, because chances are that it might not work for you. You are unique, and the situations and obstacles and opportunities you face are too. Discover your unfair advantage, and then use this to create your own version of normal. Number 4, practice the old traditional 80-20 rule. Production versus consumption. You need to produce a lot more than you consume. For every hour you spend consuming, which is reading, watching, listening, you should spend at least 4 hours producing. That means fewer courses, fewer masterminds, fewer books, fewer trainings, and fewer webinars. Stop trying to consume everything. You need to act, not consume. Number 5, leverage you as soon as possible. Look, your time and energy matters, and you only have so much of it. This means that as soon as you can, you should hire one of 2 people. Firstly, someone who can help you with your day-to-day and delivery work, or someone who can help you with your marketing and sales content. But my experience is that most consultopreneurs aren't good at both. You should leverage your unfair advantage and hire someone else to take care of all the rest. Number 6, and this is key, schedule every single minute of your day, even your downtime. You should become really obsessed about productivity, but not only about how much you work, but how much you produce. Productivity is as much about spending your time away from work as with your work. You should strive to spend your time wisely at all times, because once you waste a minute, it's gone forever. Treasure the time you have and make the most of it. Those who do live long and happy lives. Number 7, forget about your purpose. I know it's important. I know everyone should have a purpose. It's not that having a purpose or vision is a problem. However, that vision of yours is often in the future, and you're nowhere near achieving it right now. And it can often scare you and keep you stranded where you are. So forget about your purpose for the time being, and instead focus on what you need to cover over the next 30, 60, 90 days. And if you recall, remember the 30, 60, 90 day plan? Well, revisit that if you've done it. And if you haven't, go away and listen to episode 2 and 3. Build momentum and keep it going. And trust your purpose and vision is out there. It's about the journey, remember, not the destination. Number 8, you've probably heard it before. Develop and grow by 1% each day. Now, everything develops in 1% increments. Your health, your body, your relationship, your knowledge. You build it all, little by little. The time this takes differs, of course, but everything develops at 1% at a time. So at the beginning of each day, just take 10 seconds out and think about what you want to accomplish for the day. What will you develop by 1% today? Number 9, just double down on what works and don't be afraid to fail. Of everything there is, you can't afford to fear failure, and you can't let it hold you back from experimenting and trying something new. Try everything at least 2 or 3 times. Just because it may not work the first time doesn't mean it can't work at all. You need to iterate and innovate and accept that not all of your ideas will work in the way that you want them to. But persistence does pay off as long as you're willing to experiment your way to success. And number 10, spend at least 30 minutes a day on these 4 investments. And the 4 investments are about knowledge and learning. Your health. Do some exercise or at least some walking at least. The audience. And start building a network and character. Have gratitude and prayer and reflection and meditation and understanding of yourself. But it's whatever it takes to actually get you in a place where it's positive. Success in business and life doesn't only come down to marketing and sales and running your operations. They play a part. Of course they do. But to build real foundations by focusing on your health, your knowledge, your audience and your character makes a massive difference in moving you forward and keeping that momentum going. Well, that's it for episode 11. Quick, sharp, to the point. And I'm really hoping that you managed to get great value from this week's episode. In season 2, I'm delighted to be introducing to you some of my guests. Be sure to tune in. It's going to be really exciting. The insight and the experience that they'll be bringing is invaluable. I'm going to try and package that up into themes and then have a number of guests that can take you through their experiences through their lens. They're all masters and experts of their industry, and all of them have the consulting edge. But before I go, yep, I've got some work for you to do. But let me just summarise on what we've actually covered in the last 10 episodes. Episode 1 was all about introducing you to the Consulting Edge podcast. Episode 2 was all about unlocking the consultant in you. Episode 3 looked at the three critical driving forces of a consultantpreneur. We then focused in episode 4 around getting clarity and what those three simple steps were to get clarity. In episode 5, we looked at the art of leverage. We started to talk about building ecosystems in episode 6. And then in episode 7, we started to look at the five key stages from prospect to client. The next episode, in episode 8, we looked at outreach. And in episode 9, we started to look at how to master influence. In episode 10, we looked at transition. And in today's episode, episode 11, we're looking at the power of momentum. Now, I'd like you to go back to your 30, 60, 90-day plan from episode 2 and 3 and revisit it. We've now come to a stage where I've gone through all the key areas where I think you need to know about immediately. I'll be bringing you further episodes on some of the topics, but let me know which ones have been of more interest to you than others and where you think we need to plug the holes and actually have more content. And then drop me a line at masood@theconsultingedge.co. Remember, momentum isn't motivation. Making a decision is only the beginning. Momentum will be your best friend. It will carry you forward. It'll be your superpower. The greatest equalizer in life is 24 hours. Everyone has the same amount of time. You can't buy more time, but you can do things to be more effective with yours. Using the power of momentum, remember that once you start down the path of a single step, you have already started to build the momentum that you'll need to propel yourself forward and complete what you set out to do. I'm hoping that you've got real value out of the last 10 episodes. My aim now is to start to introduce you to those people that have their experiences to share. They bring to the table their edge and on what they do and how they develop their consulting and professional services businesses. I'm really looking forward to having you join us in the next set of episodes, and I look forward to speaking to you then. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm truly blessed. I hope that you managed to get some real value and insight from this week's show. Don't forget, you can sign up and download each action guide for free or email me directly on masood@theconsultingedge.co if you want to connect. Hey, I'd love to hear about your story and also to let me know what you'd like to listen to on any of the future series of the podcast. Until then, here's to your continued success to find your consulting edge, become a consultantpreneur, and be part of the 1 million futures.